everyone, welcome to Pod Bangtan, where we watch Run BTS and talk about it after. This week we watched episode 7. And I think it's like the perfect time to do this Run BTS like rewatch because of obviously the hiatus that's been announced. And I think this is going to be able to bring us a lot of comfort over the next couple of years, even if they're going on a hiatus.
Rumor has it, it's going to be 2 years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, because it was from the behind the scenes bit. And I saw there was a rumor going around it was 2 years. I was like, oh, 2 year break from Run BTS?
Yeah.
But I hope it's like a We Are Clowns situation.
Maybe.
Like, it's not actually 2 years. That's my kind of secret hope. Or if it's 2 years, it's because they're doing a world tour and I get to see them.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're going to do some other sort of content.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Polly, do you want to tell us a little bit about where this episode falls in the timeline? Like, when was this episode recorded?
Yeah, I mean, since this episode, I've also watched the latest or the last Run BTS episode before their hiatus. And it's funny because they're talking about their kind of very early episodes. And I think it's kind of nice that we're doing it from the beginning because we're kind of watching it all from the start and we're reminiscing as they're reminiscing, which feels very cool. So between episode 6 and 7, we had their V-Live Halloween party where BTS performed Dope, Boy in Love, and I Need You. Ugh, I love that era. As well as I Like It and Miss Right. And I feel like they'll never perform this ever again, but I love Miss Right as a song.
So you can hold on to these recordings.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just be like the people who are messaging JK when he's doing a V Live and just keep saying Miss Right, just like Paradise.
Yes.
And the rest of the crew, and he'll be like, what's Miss Right in English? And then realize it's actually a different name in Korean.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this episode actually aired around this time in 2015, so November 16th, which was scarily 6 years ago. And this is called Survival, because I think, as we can see from the episode, they have Halloween party hair. Everyone's all black, hair-wise, except for Yoongi and RM, who have bleach blonde. I mean, I love a bleach blonde era for any BTS member.
Mm-hmm.
But they also had their V Live on October 18th, and V had reddish hair. So we're guessing this is filmed between 19th of October and 16th of November. Mm-hmm. And for this episode, they're going to Gangwon-do. Hopefully I'm saying it right. Inje? I really love, it's quite cool where they get to go to different places in Korea, because I think a lot of the indoor ones, they're either on tour or they're in Korea, or like in Seoul, sorry. So it's nice that they have a Silim-do special. I like it when they do it's very dated variety show, but I like it when they jump and then land in a different place. And I think they still make fun of that in a lot of the Bangtan bombs, where they're like, oh, let's all jump, and then no one does it.
Only Jin.
Yeah.
The other cool thing when they do trips like this is it adds places for us to go on our trips when we go to Korea.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so just filing these location notes away.
Yeah, is their current in the suit? Because I know the last in the suit was in Gangwon-do as well, right?
Yeah, I think it's like, okay, so I feel like Gangwon is a province. Oh yeah, it's like in the northeast, so it's decently close to Seoul. Mm. So it's like the wilderness. I think it's the least populated region, and there's like mountains, and there's bungee jumping and ice fishing and stuff, but it's only a 2-hour drive from Seoul. So I think for these kinds of, you know, variety shows or in the soup like content, it makes sense as a location because they don't have to go too far.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like a lot of, I think it's a popular location for kind of variety show filming.
Yeah. I don't know where In the Soup 2 is. I think they're keeping the location hush hush.
Yeah, it's in the forest, Katie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For back to Run this episode, I did find that some army sleuths have done some research and think that this filming took place specifically at a resort called X Game Resort.
Okay.
So, you know, if we want to add a paintball wilderness destination to our Korea trip itinerary, there we go. X Game Resort in Inje.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, as if we need more places to add to our visit Korea list.
Yeah. Am I right? So I dug in a little bit because one of the things the producers say when they take off to go do this episode is they say that it's a Shilmido special.
Right.
And so I was like, what is Shilmido?
Yeah. Tell us about it, Katie. What is it? Okay.
So, Polly, this is a story. Okay, this is wild. There's an island off coast of Korea called Shilmido, and it's right next to Incheon Airport.
Right.
So it's like, I think off the coast of Seoul, like over there, it all breaks up into islands, doesn't it? So this is like one of those islands. Mm. But they don't mean that they're going to this island to film this special. What they're referring to is a 2003 film, and this film is also called Shilmido, which is an action film. And it was the first film in South Korea that attracted a box office audience of over 10 million viewers. So that's like 20% of the country.
Dang.
And it's so wild. It's based on a true story. So the story is in 1968, to retaliate following a North Korean assassination attempt, South Korea assembled a team of criminals on death row and life imprisonment. And they were going to train them to carry out a plot to kill Kim Il-sung. Okay.
It does sound really interesting. I feel like I want to watch this movie.
I know, except they train on this island and they're told if they succeed, they'll win their freedom and a new life. But the training is really intense and I think it sounds pretty graphic. Like people die. It's really horrible. It's, you know, honestly, probably like Squid Game.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I too was like, wow, maybe I want to watch this story. And then as I was reading about like what actually happened during this training, I was like, actually, no, I don't think I want to watch this movie. And then at the end, I mean, this is, it's just this training bit on the island that this episode of Run BTS is emulating. Because the end of the story is the mission is canceled and they're kind of abandoned on this island.
No.
Yeah. And they lose the plot and they like hijack a bus, kill all the guards and drive to Seoul to like do a suicide mission or something in Seoul. And they're basically all killed.
That does not sound like the kind of movie I want to watch, unfortunately, at this point. I mean, I thought it kind of had like a, what's that movie with all the action heroes in it? Like, The Expendables. I thought it was a bit like The Expendables in the first part of this story. And then you throw in like Squid Game like training. Mm-hmm. And then you throw in like they get abandoned and then kind of go for a suicide mission of which they all die. I feel like it's not really my kind of thing.
No. But it is a really strange part of history.
Yeah.
Like, that this actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
So, this is what they're referring to when they say it's a Shilmido special. But, again, I think what they're referring to is this, like, montage of training in the woods kind of thing. Because what we end up doing this episode is playing paintball for 30 minutes.
Yes, but this isn't the first time I've seen it, but every time like they say paintball, they don't call it paintball, they call it survival game.
Okay.
And at first I was like, oh, what's this survival game? And then I watch it and I'm like, oh, that's just paintball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, there's different things that they call different names, and then I'm like, oh, okay, it's the same thing, it's just a different name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just like a translation, like a literal translation rather than.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So there are definitely some key moments. This isn't, as you say, it's not like a very elaborate episode. It is literally us watching them play paintball. And I think if you're, it's very, you have to keep an eye on who you're looking at because there's lots of like movement. And especially when they've got their helmet on, it's really hard to tell who's who, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Katie, do you want to go through what happens in the episode quickly?
Yeah. Okay, so they arrive and they're split into teams. And we have J-Hope, Yoongi, and Jimin against JK, Jin, V, and RM. And they all get vests. And like you say, they're told it's a survival game, which we understand now to mean paintball.
Yeah.
V comments that he's really good at survival games. So then because it's obviously 3 against 4, to make it even, one of their managers joins the team with J-Hope, Yoongi, and Jimin, and that's Sanghyun. So obviously you can do some army research into, especially early on, like the managers and the bodyguards around BTS were almost as famous as they were. So they do make, this isn't the first time a manager has made an on-screen appearance in Run BTS.
That's interesting. Because yeah. For most other groups, like the managers, like their faces are blurred. They're not like in anything usually.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't remember if they blur his face in this. But like you said, they're wearing helmets and stuff, so.
Yeah, because they're usually in the background telling them not to spoil things.
Yeah. So funny.
So funny.
So basically they're playing capture the flag, except for you have to enter the enemy's camp without getting shot. And if you get shot, you have to go back to your camp. And that's called a respawn. And if no one wins, if no one makes it to the other camp, then in the end, the team with the least respawns wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we just basically get 10 minutes of paintball carnage. And this is, I guess, where maybe, Polly, you want to highlight some of the key moments that you've identified.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, nothing has changed in that, like, JK obviously is very good at this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you go into it, even if you're, like, baby armies like us and you go back and watch and you're like, he's probably gonna be good, and he was good.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, everyone having their own strategy, like some people hiding or some people like really going for it. And I think it does help that the kind of reset, so they had 2 rounds, I think.
Yeah.
So that like they kind of got a bit of strategy. But to highlight some key moments, we've got the Taekook handshake that we saw 2 iterations of, which we very rarely, I don't think I've not seen it in a really long time.
Yeah.
RM does keep shooting Yoongi. Insert cat meme. Yoongi is just yelping and yelping. And in the second round, J-Hope is sent as a distraction. And obviously him being the happy virus, he's very, very good at this. And yeah, he's just running around, screaming his head off. And I mean, rightfully so, distracts everyone. Because that
so
is
good.
J-Hope's, like, I think I was watching Jumanji last night. And, you know, in the game, people have like, in the, yeah, the characters have a strength and a weakness. And I feel like this is a clear strength of J-Hope.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So those are the key moments. Do you like paintball, Katie?
I've never played paintball.
I've also never played. I've only done laser tag, which is as close as I've gotten to a survival game.
I think we actually had like an at-home laser tag kit.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
The trouble is when I go out to play laser tag, and we usually do it for like birthday parties when we were younger.
Yeah.
There's always, so because you're there with other people, right? So you play with the people you know, but there are other people in the same venue.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes when I'm there, I go look at the scoreboard at the end and I'm like at the bottom. And I was like, how? And there's always a kid who's younger, like way younger than me, tailing me.
And just killing you a million times. And just
killing me a million times. And I was just like, what the heck? Like, I'm pretty sure I got a few people. But no, yeah, I've been warned off of paintball because it bruises. And yeah. I bruise like a peach. So
it's so really funny. Don't. We're like so clearly the exact same generation. Because
hashtag millennials for life.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like, you know, when there are these like fad games, and I feel like honestly paintball started like a little bit after my childhood. So like maybe my younger brother did paintball with his friends because he was like slightly younger than me. Yeah. But for me, it was like, you know, I was like a teenager and I was like gonna do my own thing. I wasn't into paintball anymore. And like, as a kid, like you said, it was laser tag. And then I feel like a similar thing in recent years would have been like escape rooms or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Plus, yeah, I think back then it was like the guy thing to do.
Yeah, paintball.
Yeah.
Run around. Yeah.
Yeah. Like girls didn't do paintball. I don't know what we did, but paintball wasn't it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
So to sum up the winners and losers.
Yeah.
So in the first round, like you said, probably there were two rounds. So the first round, RM, JK, Jin, and V run out of bullets. So the black team is able to take their camp and the red team loses. And then the second round is where JK, obviously tired of losing after one round, becomes a cheetah. And they edit him as a cheetah, and he just sprints and wins and takes the camp. So since they split it with one team winning each round, they go by respawns, and the red team wins. So that is RM, JK, Jin, and V win. So if you're keeping track, if you're tallying wins, those are the wins for this episode.
I mean, I also love a good variety show Photoshop editing moment. Like, it's clearly not, like, it's purposefully not, like, you know, CGI or anything. And I just didn't expect it.
It's like an image that I'll never be able to get out of my mind.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so who was the star of the show for you, Katie, this episode?
I have got to go with J-Hope. The distraction in the second round was chaotic sunshine energy for me, and I loved it.
Yeah. You know what? I also see, like, J-Hope really growing for me on In the Soup, because he's also kind of, he's really the glue.
Really?
The more I think about it, he is really the glue of BTS.
And he's always, like, for me, on In the Soup, I think I even texted you after the last episode, because it's like when everyone else is like sleeping or like tired, just like laying around reading a book, like J-Hope will go do something cool.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
He will generate content.
Yeah, it's true. He just comes up with the craziest thing. You have to watch the latest episode of In the Soup.
Okay.
Yeah, he does watch like, yeah, he does exactly what you just said, right? No. Okay, my star of the show is none other than your bias, but we are OT7, JK, Katie. Mainly for his cheetah moment, because I feel like JK, especially in the earlier episodes, he's not very vocal because he's quite shy.
Yeah.
And I think he really shines in these more athletic episodes, and it's nice to see him a bit more, because I think anyone that's kind of more quizzy or kind of more outgoing, he's just like, because he's, you know, introvert line, he's just not quite there. He's definitely way more vocal now, generally.
And I also loved like that moment. It was just like so predictable, like such an iconic Jungkook moment. Like, of course he was going to just sprint and win the game. Like, of course.
Yeah. Like being on JK's team for that kind of game, you're probably guaranteed a win.
Even if, like, maybe the first round he's going to be, like, a good sport and go along with it or whatever. But if he loses that first round, no. Like, he'll win the second round.
And I guess secondly, also for his very adorable handshake with V. Because RIP V Taekook handshake.
Yeah.
Like, we don't see. I don't know why. Maybe because, like, this is coming back to my millennialness again. Like, I don't know about you, but I think, like, secret handshakes were a big thing at some point.
Yeah.
And I feel like I see, I mean, obviously most of the people I see in K-pop and following K-pop aren't, like, millennials. But when I see them do, like, secret handshakes with each other, I, like, thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah.
In a weird, yeah. So, yeah. I would love to see more handshakes, and hopefully since we're watching the older episodes, we will see some more of them.
Yeah, I feel like you can bet on that.
All right, any other final thoughts on this episode, Katie?
No, nothing else from me.
On that note, join us at the Run BTS Watch Party next week on Tuesdays as we watch episode 8. We are starting to do a Twitter space every time we record our podcast, so you can join us on Twitter. You can follow us at PodBangtan, and if you have any thoughts about this episode, whether you agree, disagree, or wished someone else's face was photoshopped on a different animal, let us know. We might include them in the next podcast.
Yeah, you can tweet at us, or you can also join the space next week, and if any of our listeners like have things they want to talk about, we can open it up for listener input here at the end.
Sounds good.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.